I don't know if our next guests would want to join us today after the Matildas got beaten 7-0. Dino, that's awful, but these things can happen. But something's just not quite right there, is it, with the Matildas at the moment?
No, let's hear what he had to say about that. Ray, I don't follow it intensely, but that result's a little out of the box, isn't it? They've been very strong and very consistent for many years now.
Exactly. Well, our next guest, he'll tell us what is going on there. Phil Moss, good morning. And, well, it's not a good morning. 7-0 in a friendly against Spain. What went wrong with the Matildas, Mossy?
Yeah, good morning to you, Ray and Bulldog. Nice to see you working remotely. It was, a 7-0 result in our game can only be described as a disaster. Hmm. Now, it was a very experimental side that Tony Gustafsson put out. Really, the names that most football fans would recognise would be Emily Van Egmond, Claire Polkinghorn, Tamika Yallop and Tegan Micker, who was in goal, who we feel for most probably, having to pick the ball out seven times. But, the big stars, the likes of Sam Kerr, are being rested with the World Cup in mind just to freshen them up in this window of opportunity when there's no leagues going on. But still, the impact a result like that has on confidence, if you're trying to build depth in the squad, it's very difficult. It's a difficult situation for Gustafsson to be in because he knows the big picture is freshen up his key players for the World Cup, trying to build some depth. Mm. But that's certainly not a result that will go down in the history books as one that we want to reflect on.
Mossy, the Wanderers, active in the market with a couple of big signings.
Yeah, they've signed a French winger. Yeni, I'm going to try this one. It's Gbakatoto. I think I got that completely
wrong. I'll go with you, Mossy. I'll go with you.
I'll learn how to pronounce that better. But look, regardless of the pronunciation of the name, he's a very exciting French winger. He's played for Congo, but he's better known for his time at QPR for 2 years, 2016. He's played in the French Ligue 2, which is the second division over there in France for Nancy, and also with Panathinaikos in Greece. So he comes with a good repertoire. I spoke to Mark Rudin a few months ago about this player, and he'd been talking to him for a while. The signing was announced this week. He's very excited about him. The guy will bring fans to the edge of their seats in the top third. Very quick winger, very direct, creative, and scores goals. So something for the Western Sydney Wanderers fans to really look forward to on the back of the Oli Bozanic signing, who will bring some real leadership and cultural change to the dressing room that desperately needs it.
Exactly. Hey, Mossy, stay on the line for our Queensland listeners. They'll leave us now for Pass the Post. If they want to continue listening to the show, you can do over the internet. We have got Paul Sirin as our legend of league as our guest just after 9 a.m. Hey, Mossy, a couple of big signings here. Well, one big signing, one no signing at the moment. Newcastle Jets have picked up a big name from Sydney FC. Tom Rogic, though, still clubless.
Yeah, that's right, he is. We'll start with Tommy Rogic. There was talk that he was going to Persija Jakarta, which is a massive club over there in Indonesia, on big, big money. But that looks like it's gone stale, and he won't be taking that opportunity. There's talk of him coming back to the A-League. Look, I haven't spoken to Tommy, and I'm not inside his mind, of course, but I'd be surprised if he came. He's 29. I'd be surprised if he comes back to the A-League at this stage, but you don't know his family situation as well. Yeah. That might be the right opportunity for him. We know he pulled out of that World Cup qualifying window recently against UAE and Peru. So where his Socceroo future stands with Graham Arnold, we obviously had Arnie on the show last week, and he played a straight bat around, when the time's right, having a conversation and seeing where the land lies. But the first thing he needs to do is pick up a club, because if he's not playing, he's not even in the conversation. So we watch with bated breath that one. And the Bahaja signing, Ray and Bulldog, is an interesting one, because he's a Central Coast local, Central Coast product, came through the ranks there. I brought him into the first grade squad when he was about 15, 16 as a train-on. And then he moved clubs. Obviously, he had a reasonable spell with Sydney FC, but to go back up the coast but skip the Central Coast and go to Newcastle is not going to go down well with the Central Coast Mariners fans, but he will certainly bring that electrifying pace to the front third Arthur Pappas' team in Newcastle.
Hey, Mossy, really interesting that Archie Thompson has urged the A-League players to go overseas to make the World Cup. How do you find that?
Yeah, it's a big talking point, Bulldog, and Arnie sort of touched on it last week when he came on the show with us, and, you know, around making sure that players are match fit in the shop window for him to watch, first and foremost. And you know, match minutes is absolutely key going into massive tournaments, the biggest show on earth, of course, the Football World Cup. And the A-League doesn't start until October. There is some opportunities. There's the Australia Cup or the old FFA Cup, which has been rebranded now, and the quarterfinals, semifinals and final will be around the time where the Socceroos are going to be needing games, those based in the A-League. And then you've got the FIFA window, 19th to the 27th of September, where the Socceroos will get together, no doubt, and play some games. So there are opportunities to play, but it's rhythm. And it's rhythm and continuity that you need to A, get into the side, and B, make a an impact when you're in there. What I found interesting is with Jason Davidson's move to Belgium, that only leaves one player from the starting 11 against Peru who is now A-League based, and that's Matt Leckie, who's got tons of experience, knows how to get himself ready for these tournaments, of course, because he's been to plenty of them. Which is a good sign. McLaren, Tilio, D'Agostino and Redmayne. So only four players from the bench are A-League based. Now, I'm not suggesting the A-League's not good enough to get these players ready. I think we've seen the impact of these players playing regular games. Still not enough. I still think the A-League needs more games, and I think there'll be more news on that in the coming days. But the opportunity, like Archie Thompson did before the 2006 World Cup, he went on loan to PSV with Gus Hiddink to get match fit for that World Cup in Germany. I think it's a key message, and it's something that the Socceroos players who have aspirations to go to the World Cup need to look at seriously.
Yeah, it just makes sense, doesn't it, Mossy? Hey, Phil, we can't let you go. With all our guests today and our contributors, we are asking for their tip tonight. I know you love all your sports. New South Wales, Queensland, Origin game two tonight. Who wins, Mossy?
Heart and head come together. New South Wales has to be. Has to be. We have to go out there and play for our lives because otherwise the series is gone. And I think the game plan around protecting Nathan Cleary, our talisman, will come to fruition, and Freddie will get the job done with the boys.
Mate, love your work. It comes from the old coach's hat, straight from the coach's manual. Love your work. Hey, Mossy, appreciate your thoughts always on a Sunday morning. We'll talk next week.
Good on you guys. Safe travels, Bulldog.